All right, so usually best 5 minutes of the day starts, you know, quarter two. Now it's coming up on 12 before 6 o'clock. And we go to Jason. We have the chit-chat and something lighthearted. And we kind of work our way towards something a bit more substantive and end with, you know, scripture. We've been in Acts lately. We're winding down Acts chapter 4. We share that he reads the scripture and I read from his devotional commentary, letters to the beloved, and we go from there. So, I don't know. This is something different I have in mind. It's called Halvo's Headlines, which we do at the start of the show, just experimenting with him away. So, we're still going to end with scripture and one of the devotions from his Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And we are up to John 17, 9, so we got that today. But I thought, just quick-hitting headlines. It's all it is. And sometimes, if you're a news peruser online like I can be, all you have time for is headlines. So what if we did that? So the way I've conceived this is kind of like checking the Drudge Report initially. All right, so these are some of the headlines this morning. The big one is in the middle, J.D. Veep called Trump voters idiots. Well, at one time he did, and he's changed. So this is a different scenario this time around. You know, it is interesting, a little commentary with Halvo's headlines. Right. I mean, Mike Pence was picked. I mean, he'd been a congressman for, what, 10, 12 years. And then he'd been the governor of Indiana, and he got tabbed as the running mate. And apparently it seemed like maybe Trump was leaning toward Doug Burgum, the North Dakota governor, but that his sons, it's being reported that his sons kind of talked him into going with Vance. 39 years old, author of the best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, and grew up poor in Kentucky. His grandma raised him, and he says he would not have certified the vote now in 2020 like Pence did, so that's a departure. So, very little experience. Just was elected senator in Ohio in 2022, but he in fact, used his own comparison of Trump to Hitler back in the day, but has turned from that and says he's seen the light, and he supports him now. So, anyhow, that's Halvo headline turned into a bit of explanation. Anyhow, Trump making the appearance at the RNC, a big deal last night. There you go. We didn't go real far in the headlines. I said I'm experimenting with it. But it's John 17, 9 today is our devotion. It says, I am praying for them. Jesus said, I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All right. So Jason's devotion on that, just a short couple of paragraphs. Some people use this verse in support of limited atonement. Their argument goes that Jesus' prayer was only for the elect. Perhaps that is the right interpretation. Yet, he says, I wonder if a more generous interpretation might be that Jesus was praying and telling the Father, I am not offering a general prayer for non-specific people, but I have specific people in view, these friends you have given me. When you pray, be specific. Invite God into the particularities of your life. God knows your needs, and he delights in answering those that see his spirit more fully formed in us. You know, I'd agree. I think of the late, great Francis Schaeffer, went to be with the Lord in May of 84. Had a chance to interview his wife, Edith. I never interviewed Francis. I've interviewed their son, Frankie, before. But the fact is that, you know, Francis Schaeffer would talk about the personal, infinite God, right? We read the verses. I mean, Jesus says he knows the hairs on your head. He feeds the birds. He clothes the lilies. And I'll hear people say, even people deemed as mature Christians will say, I don't think God cares about that. He's a personal, infinite God. He fearfully and wonderfully made each and every one. Everybody's got a soul that's the breath of his mouth. So I think he does care. I think he is interested. I think it does matter. You know, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. And Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Let's see. What do you accomplish with your worrying? Nothing. What do you accomplish with your praying? Well, Lord willing, something. Closing prayer. Jesus, thank you for loving not only the world in general, but us specifically. You are a God who is love and a God who loves individuals. Help us to live in the realities of your divine love and to feel the warmth of your embrace. Amen. There's a good prayer to start the day here on WWIB. It's Personal Chef Day. Oh, to have a personal chef, right? It's Cherry Day and it's World Snake Day. Don't tell Caleb.
Hey, there's an event going on today to let you know about that we want to let you know about Micon Cinema's Oakwood Mall. Two free showings sponsored by area churches and businesses of the movie Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. Again, you've probably heard about this maybe from Focus on the Family or seen it on social media. I know Toby Mack was promoting, again, this powerful story about foster care and adoption. So Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot, two free showings today at Micon Cinema's Oakwood, 10:30 a.m. and also 6 p.m. There's also a panel before the 10:30 a.m. showing at 10 a.m. Talking about foster care in our community. And again, this movie's a powerful, true story of a church making a difference in their community, a story that reminds us that everyone can do something to make a difference for children and families in foster care. Again, this is free. There is a suggested donation of just $1 per ticket. That's to be able to do something tangible to support out-of-home placements and caregivers. Those funds will be given to the Eau Claire County Foster and Kinship Appreciation Picnic, which is coming up. But again, the most important info you need to know, Sound of Hope, the story of Possum Trot. Two free showings today, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. at Micon Cinema's Oakwood Mall.
Thanks, Caleb. Would you call my boss from my other job and say, Halvo's going to a movie this morning?
That'd be sure. Great. There we go.
All right.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flex Steel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style. You choose the fabric. We'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
WWIB, people were telling Eau Claire Ford, I'm not buying until the rates are lower and there are better deals. Well, now you don't have to wait any longer because you can buy a new Ford F-150 truck at Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane with zero down. That's right. Buy in July and get zero payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 36 months with approved credit. Buy in July and get a $900 rebate and an additional $1,000 trade assist rebate. During the Buy in July event at Eau Claire Ford, you can get 0% for 60 months. That's 5 years and 1.9% interest for 72 months on new Lincoln Navigators with approved credit. And you might be wondering if Eau Claire Ford has the exact new Ford F-150 you've been wanting. Well, they have 73 new F-150s on the lot now. And if they still don't have exactly what you want, they'll get it. Get the new Ford F-150 truck you want with zero down, zero payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 36 months with approved credit. Plus, get a $900 rebate and an additional $1,000 trade assist rebate all at Eau Claire Ford's Buy in July event.
Is arthritic joint pain keeping you from doing the things you love? Maybe it's bone on bone pain in your knees, hip, back, or shoulder. Hey, it's Caleb, and listen, there are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics is helping patients like you every day. They're the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine, cutting edge treatments that accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so you can move again. They've helped so many people here and tens of thousands more around the country. If you're living with chronic pain from arthritis or injury, you need to know steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only option. QC Kinetics can enhance your joints, restore your mobility, and give you long-term relief with no downtime. The local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready to help you get your life back with regenerative, restorative, cellular treatments for those achy and painful joints. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation now, 715-443-4440. 715-443-4440.
743-4440. Hi folks, it's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Our Avenue Orchard store is open from 2 to 6 every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with your favorite jams, jellies, applesauces, and apple butters, plus our famous fresh apple cider. Don't forget the fresh cinnamon rolls, cookies, and freeze-dried candy. You can also find us at farmers markets in Eau Claire, Menominee, Chautauqua, and Elk Mound. Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. Come get a taste.
Join WWIB for our Summer Smiles finale, Wednesday, July 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. The first 50 people get their choice of a free hot fudge or caramel sundae, or they can choose an apple cider float or apple cider slushie, plus yard games, prizes, and the incomparable Kevin's Juggling and Balloons. Our Summer Smiles series is presented by Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC. Sign up for your chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Dells, and it's your last chance at our grand prize for the summer. summer. Two tickets to OneFest 2024, plus the very last pair of meet and greets for Toby Mac. Help us give back with free will donations to Feed My People and a matching challenge from Marquardt Motors and Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls.
Feed My People exists to end hunger in West Central Wisconsin, partnering with local food pantries. And if you need assistance or you'd like to help those who do, please visit our website at fmpfoodbank.org.
Join us one more time for Summer Smiles, Wednesday, July 17th from 11 to 1 at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire.
WWIB, 70 degrees. We got a bit of a generational deal. I'm 60, you're 37, so maybe we approach this story differently here.
Yes, the headline is, a text isn't complete without an emoji. What are we talking about, and what generations are on each side of the divide with this?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right? According to a recent survey, 41% of Americans believe that a text message feels incomplete without emoji. This sentiment strongest among Gen Z, with a whopping 70% of respondents from this generation agreeing you must have an emoji in any message.
See, I don't know. I don't know if it's any message, but a lot of mine do have an emoji. And sometimes it's like, if I get a text and there's not an emoji, it's, oh, are they upset? No, they're just not you, Caleb. Uh-huh. But yeah, I do frequently have at least some sort of emoji in my texts.
I learned years ago that using capital letters comes across.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're yelling.
And I wasn't. I remember one of my kids' teachers thought I was upset. I'm like, oh, wow. I can't even remember what the point was, but it wasn't the case. The survey also found that 32% of respondents feel that an excessive use of emoji can be a conversation killer. So.
Now, I could agree with that. Mm-hmm. Though, I feel like we had a story at some point, too, where using just the thumbs up emoji, like if you respond with just the thumbs up, uh-huh. that I don't know if it's Gen Z or the next one, say that's a little bit too aggressive. And So I don't know if you do or if you don't.
You know, but, what I like to use the caring emoji, okay? And so I don't know even, but it seems to me if you go on Messenger, that's not one of your quick choices. And even if you scroll, there's just not easy access to the caring emoji. So I don't know. I'm a caring person.
Yeah.
I like to express caring. And so that's one of my, if I can express that beef.
I go with a simple smile or a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday trivia time on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. And what a prize do we have for you today. How about two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking? A OneFest giveaway day today. Maybe tomorrow. Depends how quickly you all solve this. Want to give a shout out to some of our great OneFest coverage sponsors making our promotion and coverage of OneFest 2024 possible. And those sponsors include Relevant Builders of Elk Mound, Badger Steel and Fabricating of Rice Lake, Cavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire, and Eat My Fish, that's Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm in Menominee. Just some of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. And let's get to the question, Halvo, 715-723-2555. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days on the year, some folks I think were saying, hey, if I win something at one of the Summer Smiles events, does that count? No, you can still win the OneFest tickets from us. That's perfectly fine. We're just saying, hey, if you've already won OneFest tickets from us, please give somebody else a shot. So anyway, Just clearing that up, housekeeping. 715-723-2555. Our question is this for Tuesday trivia. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what are made each year? For two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking, OneFest 2024, what'd you say, 17 days away now?
Yeah, 17.
So what are we talking about? Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. 715-723-2555, the number to call.
My guess was mistakes, that a half a billion mistakes are made each year.
I feel like I account for most of that just myself. So,
but that's not it.
715-723-2555. Don't be shy. And again, no penalties for wrong answers. OneFest tickets available. 715-723-2555. The Tuesday trivia question here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Half a billion of these are made each year. 715-723-2555. As long as you haven't won OneFest tickets from us already, give us a call.
All right, let's get it going. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy in toilet paper from Eau Claire.
Kathy from Eau Claire. She says, so rolls of toilet paper. Is that going to be your guess? Rolls of toilet paper, half a billion of them made each year?
Yes, sir.
I'm just thinking back to 2020 when it was so hard to get TP, right? Is that what we're looking for?
Is that it? That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Kathy. Call us back. Half a billion of what?
Kathy was the first brave one to get in. How about some others at 723-2555? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Prentice.
Somebody from Prentice.
Lena.
All right,
All right, Lena, what do you think? Half a billion of what are made each year? Lena, are you still with us?
Is it babies?
Is it babies?
Half a how many?
Half a billion. Half a billion. Well, sorry if I misspoke.
There are more than 8 billion on the planet, so half a billion babies made each year. That's not it.
Now what we're looking for. Thank you, Lena. Good to hear from Prentice. Call us back, 723-2555, 715 area code.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Oliva.
Hi, Julie. What do you think?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. There's a good guess. Did you go to that Jelly Belly factory?
Yeah, Pleasant Prairie. Good memory. I was just going to bring that up. Is it jelly beans? Half a billion jelly beans. Maybe each year Ronald Reagan would love that. Nope. Not jelly beans.
I saw the new movie Reagan with Dennis Quaid coming out August 30th.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if Jelly Belly's making an appearance.
I hope so. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lena again from Prentice.
All right, Lena.
What do you think?
Would you like to go to One Fest?
I would love to go to One Fest. Is it cars?
Is it cars? Half a billion cars made each year. Lena from Prentice?
Sorry.
Now what we're looking for. Darn. Call us back. You keep on trying.
0 for 2, but, you know, hang in there. Keep coming up to the plate. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jody from Phillips.
Hey, Jody.
Is it plastic bags?
Oh, half a billion plastic bags made each year.
We use a lot of them.
That sure, makes me think, absolutely.
You know, we got some to recycle. It makes me think, use that bag. You always forget it, right? You got that
Yeah, until you like walk
bag.
Into festival and you see the big thing where you're supposed to put all the
exactly.
bags.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not it either, sorry.
Thank you for the call from Phillips. Call us back, 723-2555.
Getting some calls from the Northland. Prentice and Phillips this
Love
morning.
It.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy and Chocolate.
And chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay, half a billion chocolates made each
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Is it chocolates?
All so many different chocolate manufacturers. Wait, the buzzer sounds real loud today.
It does. It does. I don't know if it's just loud in our ears or to everybody else.
I don't know.
You know, the bigger the prize, the bigger the buzzer. One fest tickets, 2 full event tickets, plus parking.
Did somebody re-record it? Oh, yes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jan from Colfax.
All right, Jan, what do you think?
How about disposable diapers?
Yeah, diapers. Keep guessing that for various contests. It's got to be the answer sometime, but not this time. So
not half a billion disposable diapers. One more call, one more chance before this gets pushed off past 8:15.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Lena from Prentice.
All right,
come on, Lena.
Third trip.
It is try number 2, Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family, and what a prize we have for you, fam. 2 full event tickets to OneFest 2024. Want to give a shout-out again to some of our great coverage sponsors making our promotion coverage of OneFest possible. They include Great Harvest Bread Company, Eau Claire, the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua, your family-owned A&W restaurants of Withy, Spencer, Altoona, and Cadott, and now open in Colby, and Snappy Car Wash of Eau Claire, Cadott, and Ladysmith. Thank you to all of them for making so much fun possible for our coverage of OneFest. And Havo, we did not get a correct answer. Got a lot of great answers, but not a correct one on this question last hour.
And the question is?
Half a billion, with a B, half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion of what are made each year? 715-723-2555. Give us a call.
All right. What do you think? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian from Aliva.
Hey, Brian.
How about U.S. quarters?
U.S. quarters.
A half a billion quarters. And so the value would be one, you know, multiply that by 4. That's not it. So, sorry. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian from Aliva. Call us back, 723-2555.
Brian, the grower of the giant pumpkins. Indeed. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I am going to guess cell phones.
Is it cell phones? Half a billion cell phones made each year.
You think it's that many, Paul?
Well, I Googled it. It said 300 million, so that's close to half a billion.
All right.
All right. So is it
All right.
half a billion cell phones made
us
each year?
Against Google. And Google loses. All right.
Call us back.
When we say more than half a billion, we mean it. So anyhow, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jay from Mondovi.
Hey, Jay.
I'm going to guess Legos, tires. Lego tires.
Lego tires. Oh, wow.
Specific. So not just Lego pieces, but Lego tires.
A half a billion Lego tires. Are we really trying to stump you with that? No.
That does. I should look up how many that is. That seems like a great trivia.
We got to know every question. We've known for quite a while. Every question we ask, somebody's going to try to Google it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going to go with bottles of ketchup.
Bottles of ketchup.
Okay.
My favorite part of this is how out of left field some of these guesses are, because you all know us, and you probably will need to be out of left field or right field or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it bottles of ketchup?
It's not. Sorry, Mark.
Call us back, Mark. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what? For two full event tickets to OneFest 2024, we'll throw in parking as well.
No callers right now.
Man, did we stump you? So the incorrect answer so far, it's not rolls of toilet paper, it's not babies, jelly beans, cars, plastic bags, chocolates, disposable diapers, potato chips, U.S. quarters, cell phones, Lego tires, or bottles of ketchup. None of those. Half a billion of these are made each year. What?
We'll take three more guesses at 723-2555. And hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
So you said per year, right?
Yep. Yeah. Annually, half a billion of these are made each year.
Well, I don't know if this is being made, but I think it's Christmas trees that are being grown.
Okay,
Christmas trees produced. Sure.
We'll take that as an answer. It's not correct, but thank you.
Man, I do like thinking about Christmas, though. It's almost Christmas in July time.
Did you? You were almost. You had told your daughter you were going to maybe celebrate Christmas a little bit early. Did you do a little Christmas celebration on the 4th or no?
Not really. That idea didn't end up flying. maybe Daddy was a little premature with saying, "Oh, we should do that."
Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Paul of Willard here again.
Okay, Paul.
What about diapers?
Somebody did guess that.
That's been guessed, so you can have a bonus guess, Paul.
Take your stinky diaper out of here.
Wow. I don't know. Semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks.
And a lot of oohing and aahing. That's not it. All right.
Thank you, Paul. Half a billion of these. Half a billion of what made each year?
Last answer this go around belongs to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I missed that.
Was that Mark from Chippewa Falls?
Good guess.
Andy from Black River Falls.
Andy from Butter Falls.
From Black River Falls, Black River I think Falls. He said. Okay, yeah. There
Golf
we go.
Balls.
Golf Balls. Golf Balls is Golf your balls. Guess. And where are you calling from again?
Black River Falls.
Black River Falls. Falls. All right, Black River Falls, Golf Balls. There we go.
Half billion. Not it. Wouldn't Butter Falls be the name of a good city, though?
It would be, especially in Wisconsin. Thank you, Andy, from Black River Falls. We've got it now for calling about golf balls, but it's not golf balls. So we'll try this again after 8:45. We want to give you those OneFest tickets.
Get a taste tomorrow from 11 to 1. Summer Smiles, the finale, and so many reasons to go. But right now, Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yes, indeed. And we have two full event OneFest tickets to give you with parking, 715-723-2555. Give us a call. And again, shouting out to some of our great OneFest covered sponsors, the businesses helping make our extensive promotion and coverage and giveaways for OneFest 2024 possible. They include Trendstone Surfaces in Eau Claire, Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls in Greenwood, and Relum Senior Daycare opening soon. So, let's get back to the phones at 715-723-2555 with our question here for Tuesday Trivia. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what?
All right, to the phones we go, and we usually ask, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
I'm going to shoot for headphones. For earbuds, headphones.
Yeah, they're very popular. That's a really good guess. You put your brain to work, and that's not it, though. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Not earphones or headphones or earbuds. I suppose you could call them earphones, too. Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what for two full event tickets to OneFest 2024?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andy from Black River Falls.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for calling back.
What do you think?
Fishing hooks.
Is it half a billion fishing hooks?
Not it, thanks. When are we going to give a hint? Tomorrow, huh?
Probably tomorrow. Yeah, I would think. Unless someone solves this today, maybe we never get to the hint. Thank you again. Just a couple more sponsors to shout out. Mother Nature's Food on London Road, Eau Claire. State Farm agent Michelle Mua there in Chippewa Falls. And Dana Yoder of Edina Realty, some of our great OneFest covered sponsors. 715-723-2555 if you'd like to give this a try for Tuesday Trivia.
All right, we got no calls at the moment, but...
Half a billion of these are made each year. Half a billion what? Mm-hmm. Half a billion what? We've heard from Eau Claire, Prentice, Oliva, Phillips, Colfax, Willard, Mondovi, Chippewa Falls, Black River Falls as well. Half a billion what made each year? This can be the easiest way to get into OneFest if you can solve this. So 723-2555, let us know your best guess. No penalty for wrong answers as well. So you can keep on calling back if you can get through.
All right, people kind of all guessed out here on this sunny Tuesday so far, but just as I say that...
Someone's got a thought, a brainwave.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ann from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Ann.
Hey, I was thinking maybe light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them. You got to think, right? What is there a lot of?
Did a light bulb go on over her head when she had that idea? And it's like, yeah. Could this be what solves the unsolvable trivia on Tuesday on the Wib Wake Up Show? It is not.
Oh, sorry.
But call us back, 715-723-2555. Half a billion of these are made each year for two full event tickets to OneFest.
All right. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert Chippewa Falls, Jelly Beans.
We had that guest already.
That has been guessed. So go ahead. Bonus guess.
How about pennies?
Oh, that's a great guess.
Sure.
Robert, could
half
that
a
be
billion
it?
Pennies? It's not what we're looking for, but thank you, Robert. Good job thinking on your feet as well, too. He had a bonus guess right in the back pocket, ready to go.
I believe we need to get rid of pennies. We don't need to be so exact. It actually costs more to make them, and it's just...
Some people, I think, tile their floors with pennies.
You don't need to. I mean, tiling your floors if you want to, but hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas Famasio.
Hey, Silas.
Water guns?
Water guns.
Oh, those are nice to have this time of the year.
We may just have some water guns for a game tomorrow at our Summer Smiles event. Is it water guns?
No.
It is not water guns, but good to hear from Osseo. Silas, thank you.
Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney.
You sound so cheery.
Is it shoes?
Shoes. Yeah,
shoes. Sure, 500 billion pairs of shoes, or I suppose individual shoes, whatever you want to say. Not 500 billion, 500 million, half a billion. There we go, Caleb.
Half a billion.
Math is tough in the morning. All right, thank you, Courtney from Rice Lake.
The last one this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Did we lose him? Half a billion of these are made each year for two full event tickets to OneFest.
Maybe it's in and out. Hi, are you there? Can you adjust the reception? All right, well.
We're trying.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So that did it.
All right. Man, that was kind of a going out with a whimper rather than a bang, I guess.
Let me try this one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, let me try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah, right. I guess we're just kind of getting skunked at the end here. So, we'll bring this back after 7:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tuesday Trivia Morrison to win it Wednesday, as it so often does. Mm-hmm. But the prize does not change. Two full event tickets to OneFest 2024. Let's do this.